College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, we are joined now on this Patriots Friday by Mike Unwenu of the New England Patriots. Mike, Big Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Megan Ottolini with John Lyons here today filling in this afternoon. We know last night was a game night, so it's been a busy end of the week for you guys. We really appreciate you taking the time. The first question that I have for you is, how are you feeling about the progress that the offensive line has made since way back in OTAs through mini camp to where you are now coming up so close to the start of the season? Are you where you thought that this unit would be?
Yeah. Thanks for having me too. And to answer your question, I think every day is a work in progress. I think we are closer in strides. We've been putting good days together day in and day, but now it's about being consistent. You know, the season is starting. That first game will be, you know, a lot of unscripted looks and a lot of unscripted things, you know, whether it's long drives, short drives, we get big plays. Now it's about building that continuity and that consistency on the field and drive after drive, you know, whether it's long drives or short drives, and, you know, continue to put in positive plays together. And I think the O-line individually has been doing well. We've all honed in on our own individual techniques and, you know, done things over the past few weeks in preseason and our joint practices, going against different competition, learning things about ourselves and how our opponents view us. So I would say, you know, it's been going good and we're right where we need to be.
And Mike's talking specifically about you. In the past, you've bounced around guard and tackle a bit. You've been at right guard exclusively this summer. Just what's your comfort level now that you've kind of been at one position all summer, and are you hoping to stay at that one position all year?
Yeah, my comfort level at right guard has been cool. It's been a position that I've known before I played in college and I played in the NFL. So it's been good to me so far. Same thing like what I said, is just about being better and being consistent and, you know, being a better player overall. And, yeah, definitely. I mean, I do hope to stay in the same position and, you know, just play and know where I'm going to be and play well day in and day out.
Mike, what kind of message have you been trying to send, you and Morgan Moses and some of the other vets, to Will Campbell and Jared Wilson over on the left side, as those guys have come up so quickly through camp and have such high expectations for what they can do for this team?
Yeah, for those guys, they've been doing well. They've been taking it good daily. You know, they've been hard on themselves, critiquing themselves, practice every practice and after practices when we watch film. But, you know, Moses gives Will tips and, you know, I give Jared some tips just playing interior-wise. But, you know, we never overload them or just say too much. You know, I think right now it's about being comfortable and being comfortable in yourselves and being sure of yourselves and being confident. I think that's the biggest thing because, you know, just when different guys, you line up against different guys and different players, and then, you know, games happen. You got to make sure you're aware of the game situations and all of that. It's just being confident in yourself and knowing what's going on. And, you know, I think those guys have that, but definitely we stay on them and we just, whenever they have questions, we answer those questions and, you know, just do our jobs.
Mike, you were in Josh McDaniels' offense in 2020 and 2021, and with it being a few years later, him being at Vegas and then not coaching last year, is the offense to you now a month or so in a training camp, is it very similar to what you're used to with him early in your career? Is it a lot different? Is it kind of in the middle? What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of different. I think Josh does a good job play calling and putting in a scheme for us to help us overall and really being dominant with it. But yeah, I would say it's been in the middle. It's been new things, but some things that I've been familiar with, just different names and different code words. I just got to put those together.
Interesting moment, Mike, last night after the game. Mike Vrabel, head coach is addressing the media and talking about rats that he's trying to find who are maybe giving out information. Would never implicate anyone in your locker room or anything like that. I'm not going there. But how tight of a ship do you feel like he continues to run there? And does it feel a little bit like a coach from the past in Bill Belichick?
No, it doesn't. I think Coach Rebel is his own, you know, his own person. It's been cool having him as a coach. I think he's been good, just with his messages daily and keeping the same message. You know, what he says is what he's done. So it's been nice. You know what to expect and you know what to do. So it's very simple. Or you know, in a way, it's just you know, come to work, do the work the right way, and you know, vouch for your teammates and do well for others.
Mike, this can be a really tough time of year in the NFL this next week or so, with guys getting cut and some won't ever play in the NFL again. Is there anything you do with some of your maybe younger teammates who are on the quote-unquote roster bubble, or they're worried about their spot? Do you kind of leave them alone? Do you talk with them? Do you kind of just check in on them? Because it can really be a difficult time of year for a lot, especially of the younger guys too.
Yeah, it is a difficult time, and you know, they go through things, or everyone goes through things, but especially during this time, you know, these guys work hard for their dreams, and you know, for a lot of them, you know, this hopefully it's not, but you know, a lot of these guys, they might not play past these weeks or this year or whatever, but you know, they put in hard work, they've worked, you know, it's just, you know, kind of a numbers game on how it is. But for me, I check in on the guys, you know, whatever they need, I'm here for them, you know. In the past few weeks, we've hung out. You know, we've gotten together. We've just built a brotherhood and a bond with all the guys in general. And just been hanging out, just on a normal. I mean, I enjoy being around these guys, and they enjoy being around everyone in the building. So it's just, you know, it's easy to take the simple times for granted. But you know, we enjoy just being around each other. But around these times in the cuts, it makes it hard. And you know, just everyone has a different story and a different passage.
Last question for me, Mike. As you see the beginning of the season on the horizon, Mike Vrabel talked a little bit last night about some things that were flashes that you saw last night and how much more you need to get in before the season starts. Do you feel like as a team, you guys are where you expect to be at this point in the calendar, or like there's still a lot of work that's left before the season starts?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lot of work. You know, I think it's a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we've put in some groundworks, but now the hard part comes. Like I was saying earlier, the consistency, the different looks, the different teams, the different schemes, you know, being aware of situations, you know, playing football on a down-to-down basis, knowing what you're going to get, reading downs from second to third down, knowing what you're going to get, whether it's pass or runs, downs, and you know, really just being aware. I think that's the biggest step, obviously, with the season starting and then starting a new season. You know, getting those kinks out early and working through it and getting ready for the season and putting the film and the product that you want out there when the season starts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Mike and Wenyu, we thank you again for joining us today. I know it was a busy end of the week, so we really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Megan and John.
Thank you. All right. Mike and Wenyu on Patriots Friday is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.